Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind.
Amen. Praise God. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ABM. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, and to the USA, Nevada, New York, South Carolina, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, and to Atlanta, Georgia. And a shout out and a good evening to Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and the island chains of the Caribbean. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And what a pleasant evening it is. Oh, just to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. Amen. Praise God. Corporately being in his presence. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. For today is the day that the Lord has made. And we will wait on the Lord. For the word say, wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. Wait, I say, on the Lord. For what he has for you and what he has for me, praise God. Let us run this race with patience, praise God, that we can wait and see what the Lord is going to have our end to be. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God today. We thank God. Such a holy God, such an awesome God, such a powerful God. Full of grace, full of mercy, full of love, full of the anointing spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, God bless y'all. Amen. To the motherboard, to the intercessors. Praise God. To the deacon board. Amen. To our youth and children. To all of our ADL members in tandem. We thank God for you this evening. Praise God. Glory be to God. And at this time, we bring forth our own Mother Jackson that will come and break the bread of life with us in a prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you. Now, first, I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Pastor Temple, First Lady, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone, ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us back together once more. In the name of Jesus, safe and sound. Lord, oh, we want to say how much we love you and we praise you this day. We praise you this day because you're God all by yourself, God. Oh, we thank you, God, because we realize that you're still delivering. We realize, God, that you're still healing. We realize, God, that you're still making a way out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord, because we still know you are Jehovah Jireh in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you this day, God. Oh, God, on this day, God, we pray for traveling mercy for the peoples up and down the highways in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, even this day, we pray today of one that's drinking and driving, God. We pray, God, that you still, yet still shield and protect them, God, from all accidents in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for each one is preparing food to put on their table, God. Oh, God, don't forget about somebody don't have anything to eat, God. Pray today, God, that you still make a way for them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every saint today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen us, God. Oh, and lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us all stop. Because, oh, Moshe, stop and take the time to magnify and worship you, God, and pray.
Glory
in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't
thank
let us get so
Jesus.
Caught up and so busy, God, that we forget all about you, all into the holidays, God. Oh, God, let us put you first. Hallelujah. First in everything that we do, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we cry out today, God. Thank you, Lord, for this time, God. Hallelujah, God. Because we don't know if this is our last time. So we'll say thank you for this time, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen us like never before, God. Let us continue to cry out to you, God. Let us push like never before, God. Sometimes we might feel like we're tired, but God, through the tiredness, let us push like never before, God. Even through our pain, God, let us push each other, God. Even when we seem like everything is going crazy, oh God, let us hold on to our faith and continue to push and continue to cry out to you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the shelter over our heads, God. It may not be where we want to be, God, but we'll still say thank you, God, because we know you yet and still making a way out of no way. No, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every couple in marriage this day, God. Oh, God, strengthen them like never before, God. Teach us, God, to bow down together and pray. Teach us to honor you, God, to worship you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you continue to wash us, purge us like never before, God. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you the most, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, God, let us take the time out and set back and see where we were and how messed up we were. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing us out in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick bathroom and the today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for healing them, God. Oh, we lift up the depression, oh, bipolar, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Moshe, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over those spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus, Moshe. God, we're pulling down every stronghold today, in the name of Jesus, Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us today, God. Help us, God, in Kandorabose, God. Our minds in Kandorabose, God. Help us in Kandorabose with good thoughts, God. God, the thoughts, God. Real thoughts in you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today. We lift up every brothers and sisters, Kandorabose, the natural and the spiritual ones, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to have your way, God. Continue to save, deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to read out of the Moshe, God. Give us a hiding place in you, God. A hiding place in you like never before, God. Lord of Moshe, God. Oh, God, we look towards the hill today, which cometh our help. We realize all our help cometh from you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Moshe, God. Oh, God, let us make up our minds, God. Let our minds be well made up. So we can surrender all to you, God. It can negotiate every bit of us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for each one to negotiate that's on the air today, God. From the head to the tail, Haruboshe, God. Strengthen the mighty name of Jesus, God. Keep them safe, Haruboshe, God. Continue to call, let them call upon you like never before, God. Oh, God, this day, God. Eshan Haruboshe, God. Oh, God, we lift up the homeless, God, this day, God. Heal and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Prepare them for food to eat in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we say thank you, Lord. We are so well blessed, God. Let us realize that we are blessed, each other, of the Moshe. Let us realize, of the Moshe, God, that you love us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize today, God, Somebody feel down and out, huh? In the name of Jesus, somebody feel right. Nobody don't even live. They just a castaway. Oh God, I tell the Boshe today, God. I ask under the Boshe, lift their heads up, out of the Boshe. Let them know that they're loved, out of the Boshe. Let them know it's still hope today. In the name of Jesus, God. So I ask today, God, in the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your perfect will be done, God. Let us continue to love on somebody, God. Let us continue to minister to somebody in love, out of the Boshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you, Lord, of Boshe, God. Oh, we pray, God, thank you for Mother Helen, God, the one that's going to bring the word today, God. Let us position our hearts in kind of the Boshe, our hearts to receive the word of God of our Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Have your way, Jesus.
God.
Have
Amen.
Your way.
Amen.
Praise God. But listen, saints, the word is what I need. I don't know about you, but I need more word. I need more understanding. I need more wisdom and knowledge in God's word and the operation of the Holy Spirit in my life. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Yes.
For now coming is our own Mother Helen. I don't know how she's going to come in her own right. Whether it's going to be a drive-by or it's going to be a sit-down. But just get ready, hold on to your Bibles, and let's receive from our own Mother Helen what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Mother Helen, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. And I give honor to my pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Smith, Minister Smith, to the motherboard, frontline, all the above, all the ADM family. Just want to say that I love you. And to everyone in the foreign lands, in the United States, I love you. And I send you love and blessings on what we're celebrating Thanksgiving Day on tomorrow. But every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And what I'm going to talk about is just recount your blessings. Mm-hmm. Name them one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be coming from a favorite song that everybody quotes, but do they really declare this and know what this really means? It is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. It's the 100th psalm. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And that's a declaration about how good the Lord is. And when you start beginning to look back over your life, many of us, this might not mean much to the new beginners in Christ or to the non-saints, but we that have lived a while and seasoned saints, we can recount our blessings. We can look back over our lives and see where God brought us from through the many dangers, toils, and snares. We must thank God always for his love and his promise. God is faithful even when we are not. God keeps his promises every time. Even in crisis, it's still time to be thankful. Well, what is the reason for Thanksgiving? God's goodness, and his love, God's protection. Oh, what a great day it is to serve the Lord, because your best days are here. He gives us daily provisions, grace, healing, victory over sin and death, singing, praying, worshiping God. When it comes to worship, we can't help but thank God for what he has done. Thankfulness should be at the heart of every worshiper. What this psalm is about, it's about the Lord and his mercy, because it endures forever. This should be a declaration in your life about the goodness of the Lord. Didn't he put food on your table when you needed it? Didn't he send healing when your body was racking with pain? Didn't he show up when bills were due? Recount your blessings. We know that Thanksgiving Day that everybody's going to be celebrating, and it's a tradition since I can remember, where all of the family come together, even the dysfunctional cousins. We have Crazy Eddie, Crazy Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And if we pray hard and hope that calamity don't break out, but you know about the dysfunctional cousins, you even invite them to Thanksgiving dinner. But really, that's not what it's all about. To me, Thanksgiving is every day. I thank him in the morning when I wake up and I'm able to open up my eyes and see this bright sunshine or a cloudy day. I thank him. Even though I may have aches and pain in my body, but Lord, I say thank you.
Yes,
Lord,
thank
I thank you how you kept me for 80 years in my right mind and a portion of my health and strength. Lord, I say thank you. When we enter his gates, that means when we come into the sanctuary, don't come in complaining. Don't come in looking side, looking to the left or looking to the right. Keep your eyes and your mind focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of our lives, the King of kings, Lord of lords. When you come to him with gratefulness and thankfulness, it may not come when we want it, but oh, he's right on time. That may not be biblical. It's a cliche. Say it may not come when you want it, but it'll be right on time. But we'll have to learn how to wait. We have to have the patience of Job in some instances. I can say for myself, and I always will use myself for an example because I'm very transparent. And I would say in 1990, I was working for Fleet Finance, a mortgage company in Buckhead. And, of course, I got laid off. And it was a time when I didn't need to get laid off because, the little unemployment wasn't that much. But somehow my mother kept telling me, she said, go on your vacation. She said, God will make a way out of no way. So I went, came back, and I called my sister to go pick my mother up, and I noticed everybody was acting strange, and she had been in a car wreck with them, and they didn't want to tell me. Luckily, she didn't get hurt that bad, just a few bruises. But the odd thing to this, my mother kept telling me, don't worry, God gonna make a way. I got a phone call from my boss, and he said, I heard about your mother was in a wreck, and I know you need to really stay down and see about her. He said, I don't want you to come back to work, but I want you to come to my office tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And he said, if I'm not there, just wait till I get there. So I said, what in the world did this man want with me? And I went in the office, and this man handed me a check for $7,500. He said, go home, take care of your mama till she get well. And he said, I'm going to let my chauffeur take you down to my bank. He said, if you want to cash it, he'll take you all the way home. Well, all the neighbors were out looking when that big limousine rolled up in my door. They didn't know, I was acting real important. But it may sound comical, and I may make it seem comical, but I'm very serious. I knew then that God would make a way out of no way. He has come through for me so many times. I have found money in my house when I didn't have money. And he's just been so good to me. So why wouldn't I give him the praise? why wouldn't I be shouting to the housetop on how I love the Lord? Give him all the praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Confession. The psalm, this psalm is like a loaded potato. You know when you go to the restaurant and buy and they ask you how you want your potato, you want it loaded. This song is loaded with such a rich message. It tells us when we come into the house of the Lord, we should make a joyful noise, not only in the house of God, but you should show your love and your kindness outside of the church. When you leave the church house, are you the same person? Could I walk up on you and still hear you giving praises unto God? You should be able to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. That says it all. So I say to you today, everybody on the sound of my voice, to ADM, recount your blessings. We have a great blessing as a church family. God blessed us with a wonderful pastor and first lady, a man who loves God first, but he also has a heart for his people, not only for his congregation, but people all over the world, I would say. Things we probably know not of, but I see the God in both of them. And I they're just awesome, and I thank God for making the contact with them. I thank God for Pastor C introducing me to them. I thank God for my ADM family, for the mothers, my co-laborers in the Lord. I thank God for Mother Jackson, Mother Juanita, Mother Barbara. I thank God for you all. I thank God for the front line, to the prophetess of the house, Pastel, Prophetess Jackie. I just thank God for all of you. You all show me love and kindness, and I don't take that lightly. So not only do I come into the house of the Lord singing his praises, when I walk around in the house, I still sing praises unto God. When I look around and talk about I had no shoes, till you walk around and see a man that have no feet. When you go downtown and you complain about your house or what you don't have, look at all the homeless people on the street. You can come back and say thank you. Be thankful for the small things. Be thankful for the clothes that you do have on your back. I am just grateful. So we all will celebrate Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Let us recount our blessings, and let every day be a day of thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Come joyfully, come cheerfully, come with great expectations. Coming with knowing that you're going to move on up a little higher. Let us not be complacent and be happy where we are. When we praise God and praise God. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Even in the 105th Psalm, the first verse say, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Then you go over and look at the 106th Psalm. Said, "Praise ye the Lord, and oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." That says it all. What do we have to complain about? What do we have to be in disagreement about? When we just go through the word of God, and he say, if we praise him and thank him, his mercy endureth forever. Well, that's my nugget for today. I hope somebody got something out of it. I hope somebody was encouraged. But let me leave this little nugget with you. If God changed night into day, he can turn your burdens into blessings. God bless you. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Enjoy your day to tomorrow. Be safe. Don't eat too much. And let every day be a day of thanksgiving. Now I turn it back in the hands of Pastor Smith. God bless.
Amen. God bless you,
Amen.
Mother. God bless you
Amen.
For those words. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Praise. Praise
yes.
is what
Amen.
She was talking about. Amen. We need to learn how to praise God more. Amen.
Yes.
And to oh, drive
yes.
it home. Remember,
yes.
90%, amen, of everything we do serving God is the praise. He desires our praise. Oh,
yes.
bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And those things that we want and we desire from the Lord, in our praise, learn
yes.
how to wait on the Lord. For waiting,
Amen.
Bring forth patience. And patience, praise God, brings forth, amen, the things that God will allow us to have in our lives. Amen. As we enter this festive, praise God, festive day tomorrow of Thanksgiving, which we should do every day, give praise
yes.
to God and thanks. Because he just don't wait till a special day. Every day, God does special things for us. Just
yes.
waking us up, starting us on our way, giving us new life and a new journey.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. I give thanks to God for everything. For everything. My family.
Yes.
Praise God. My life, health, and strength. Praise God.
Yes.
For my, praise God, ADM. Praise God. Family. I give praise and thanks to my pastor and first lady. I give
Amen.
Praise and thanks to my wife. I give praise and thanks. Amen. Praise God. To you around the world, internationally, and you here in the USA, I give thanks for you all. Praise God. Because
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord on our side, oh, glory be to God, where
Amen.
Would we be? Amen.
Amen.
Where would we be? Praise God. Amen. At this time, amen, I know that our pastor is going to come forth, praise God, and give us a word of encouragement, praise, and blessings. Our pastor, Pastor Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you all. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless every one of you. I'm just so excited because today I was just reflecting on how much I thank God for each and every one of you. If you really understand and only knew that how much I'm just so thankful of you all, especially internationally and nationally. You know, I thank God for every last one of you because in you know what, something that I really, it's the small things I don't take for granted. And, you know, we give thanks to God. But you know what, Pastor Smith and Mother Helen, Mother Jackson, ones that is listening, in this day and time, for people to trust the Christ in you, that is something serious, you know, because it's not like that anymore. You know, where people fall into church and trust in the Christ and into individuals and to, you know, different people. And I just thank God for all of you and your zeal that you have for God. It is just so overwhelming. It's just so important, you know, for the things that God is doing. You know, I want to just share something with you all. Just want to share a revelation with you all. That Mother Helen, she really brought it forth when she was saying that, you know, this saying that they say he may not come when he want him, but he'll always be on time. Amen.
Yeah.
I really had to do some thinking and meditating to the Lord. It was some years back on that because, you know, I know that God, you know, the way the Lord is blessing in the way that he does because what I don't experience and what I see him do, I go to question some things, especially these quotes and different things like that. It is a true quote. You know, he may not come when you want him, but he sure will be on time. But I ask God, I say, God, the question is this on time piece, this on time piece, because I know that you're not a God going to allow people to walk in poverty, walk in life, and walk in different things. You know, even though we might sweeten it up and just say, well, you know, we'll just keep on holding on to hope, even though everything is losing, you know, it's coming from up on our feet, we'll still hold on, you know, let the truth be told. Then I asked God, yeah. and God said, you want to know what the on time is? I said, yes, God, I really want to know. And it's not only for me, but the people need to know. He said the on time is when the people lines up in alignment with me, then I will produce. So whenever they line up, that's whenever I deliver. So now this puzzled me. Now watch this. This puzzled me. I said, well, God, are they lining up? Because when they're in these moments, they're crying out to you. He said, yes, they're crying out to me, but it's a cry out of emotion. It's not a cry out that they trust in me. My God. Let me help you again. God said, it's a cry out of emotion. It's a cry out because of a situation that he or she may be in, and they need me to perform. And they don't need me to be the provider. They need me to perform. They need me to show up to perform. But when individuals line up within me and they come under my alignment, they don't need me to perform. They walk in the same thing, understand that I am the provider. So I just wish, my goodness, I shut that one right there. I just want to talk to each and every one of you that is listening right now. I want to talk to each and then let you know that right now you could come under the direct alignment with God, and God could show up in your situation right now. I know that some of you went through hardship and hard time, and this season of a family, and this season of when the seasons come around, individual loved ones can pass on, and you're grieving and different things. You know, some of you, the finances acting funny, you're not able to put the food on the table like you need to. But I'm telling you right now, if we could get out of the emotions, because our emotions want to see a performance. But when we're in the direct alignment with God, we want to see a relationship. Amen? That's a relationship covenant. And I'm telling you right now, he may not come when you want him, but as soon as you get in the direct alignment with him, he will always be on time. So what it is, what basically what Pastor said, your timing or when God should deliver in your life is whenever you decide to line up. God bless each and every one of you, and happy Thanksgiving again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise and alignment. Isn't that something? Praise God. Ooh, that's just enough by itself. Amen. To add the icing to the cake. Praise God. We thank God for you, Pastor. We thank God for those words, amen, of encouragement and wisdom and understanding. Praise God. And those words coming from our pastor, they are prophetic, and we thank God for it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So on tomorrow, before we get out of here, on tomorrow, realize what you're really celebrating on tomorrow and who you're celebrating. Amen. Because it had not been for the Lord, praise God, where would we be? Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you and you. We thank God for Mother Helen and the Word. We thank God for Mother Jackson and the prayer. We thank God for our pastor coming in. Amen. Giving. Amen. The end, amen, to what we're about to do tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And remember, if nobody has told you on today that they love you, God loves you, and so do I. Have a God-blessed day, and have a blessed day on tomorrow. Amen. Giving God the thanks and the praise. God bless you.
Talk to you for a while. Well, I've been up, I've been down, I've been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine, causing every life surely some rain must fall. Oh, you've been good. From our